Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Bong.
You're in slow-mo.
That's how I
Welcome
roll.
Welcome back to Oklahoma said it is... Oh,
I
no.
roll in slow-mo.
Do we need to start that again?
Nope, I'm leaving it all in there.
All right. It is the official Oklahoma Ed podcast, and we're so happy to have you. My name is Erin Barnes, and you can find me on the Twitter at ebarnes73. And my lovely co-host, Scott Hazelwood, is at Teach From Here. You don't want to be lovely. You want to be dashing. My dashing co-host.
Suave and debonair.
All of those things that we just said about him.
That's right.
He can be found at Teach From Here on the Twitter sphere.
Hey, Erin. Erin.
Yeah.
Erin.
Yeah,
guess
yeah,
what?
Yeah. What?
Live show. It's coming.
It is coming.
Late November.
Are you going to Encyclomedia?
Yeah. I'm going. Are you going?
I'm going.
I registered just the other day.
Yay!
Do check it out. OTA Encyclomedia Conference. It's not horribly expensive as conferences go. I think my registration was $175. So check it out. And we have a live podcast show going while we're there. I'm excited.
Yes. So we're a little behind. I don't know if people know that or not. Can people tell that?
You know, they probably can. And we did have a situation with the podcast plugin on my website being out of whack for about 3 weeks, which is about why we're that far behind. So there's that. And
all right,
we may slowly catch up and we may not. But we will provide at some point a review of every chat.
Well, this chat was led by the superintendent of Shawnee Public Schools, Shawnee Sup, Dr. April Grace, and she gave us the Shawnee Sup in the interview. I loved it. I was like, would you? And she said, yeah, I will. And she was talking about the soul of leadership. And I think whether you're a principal, a superintendent, a teacher, or even, I mean, a Stucco leadership, you know, I mean, I think this chat could be for anyone.
Righto. And I think we mentioned this before in one of the other leadership chats. I think sometimes some of us inside of education don't view ourselves as leaders because we're not the superintendent, we're not the principal, but in some form or fashion, we're leading students or mentoring students in some way, whether we're a classroom teacher or a counselor or some other person involved inside the ecosystem of education. I mean,
right.
So we have to lead. And we are, whether we realize it or not. I mean,
when you've got 35 kids looking at you,
you're a leader.
You're a leader. I mean,
70 eyeballs centered on you. You are a leader.
Yeah. What about One-Eyed Willie? He's
69 eyeballs.
Right. Well, question one, how would you describe your leadership philosophy? And there were lots of really good answers in this one. Like so many that I really did find, like whenever I go through and pick out tweets, sometimes I just scroll until I find my favorite one. And I'm like, oh, that's the one. And if you've already chosen it, then I scroll a little bit more. But
number like, one, A.
I was really like, I read through all of these tweets. This was a really good chat, and there was a lot of great information in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose Rick Cobb on this one. He was tweeting from the Grindle Rick account.
Twitter account.
Yeah. He says, I surround myself with talented people and trust them to do their jobs. I work as closely as I can with them to find out how they want to grow professionally and how I can help with that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's good. Like, hire good people and get the heck out of their way.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, that was my tweet. You just read my tweet.
Oh.
So my tweet came from Craig McVeigh.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said McVeigh51. He said, hire good people. Get them what they need and get the hell out of the way while they do it.
I like it.
So
sorry about that.
But I had a principal one time, like when I left to start graduate school, and I left in the middle of the school year, I was super nervous about talking to my principal, and like I admired him a lot and we got along well. So it wasn't like I was nervous about that. I was just like, oh man, what's he gonna say? And so we were talking about it. He goes, Scott, I'm here to support you. I think this is amazing. He said, what do you need from me before you go?
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, first off, I want a bro hug because dang, this is why you're amazing. Question two. As a leader, it is important to feed the soul of others. How do you purposefully elevate and empower those around you?
That's a great question. Because
That's what you want them to do, right? You want them to be able to fly on their own if you're not around.
Exactly. No. And so how do you do that? So I went with a Jessica Robinson tweet on here. She says, I try to see people. It feels good when we are acknowledged for what we do, and I try to be intentional about that. And I really have tried to open myself up to be more observant this year. And I liked her tweet because it reminds me of what I'm trying to do intentionally as well.
I always ask. In my role right now, I sort of have some leadership, and then one of my questions is, what do you need from me? How can I help you get better?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what I do. I tried the stern, like stern-eyed, get in here, sit down, I got laughed at. So that's clearly that is not my leadership style.
No, you don't want to be laughed at.
But no, when I'm trying to lead, I want to help, even when I'm leading students, like, what do you need from me? How can I help you get better? And sometimes that's a hard thing because sometimes students don't know, and then we have to help them find it. Yes. I went with Dale Chu. He is at Dale_Chu. He said, by regularly asking the four-word question, what do you think?
What do you think about that?
I don't know. What do you think about that? What would Shawnee Sub think about that? What would
Shawnee Sub think? I think that that's a great tweet.
Yeah. I mean, these tweets are going to be good tonight.
Yeah. Well, question three. Leaders are keepers of the vision. How do you stay focused on the vision while maintaining strong connections to the human people side of leadership to avoid getting too mechanical or focused on your vision? And that is, man, that's a great question. Again, you have to be purposeful. You have to, I think you have to compartmentalize personally. There's a time for the plan. There's a time for being intentional. They should kind of go hand in hand. I mean, you should, I don't know, sort of outline your day to make that happen, or your month or whatever. But I went with Craig McVeigh here again. He says, very hard for me to stay focused on the mission with all the noise and distractions. So I focus on kids. If it's not best for them, if it's best for them, why aren't we doing it already? And that was actually a quote by Stephen Crawford, circa 2006. But I really like that. If it's not best for the kids, if it is best for the kids, why aren't we already doing this?
It's that whole thing where you get so caught up in the day-to-day minutiae, you forget you're supposed to be advancing the mission, as it were, you know?
Wait, we're supposed to be doing something?
Yeah, you know how it is. Oh.
All right.
Because we're so busy day to day. Oh my gosh. And then you look around, you're like, crap, we haven't moved towards our goals. I had my head down in the down here working hard. So
whoops.
I went with Deborah Thorson. She's at DJ Thorson, and she said, built-in reality checks are useful. Put on a calendar that you will stop and make sure the vision still fits and that progress is being made toward it. If not, either the vision or the path needs to be altered. I was like, oh my God. Yes. Oh my God, that is gold.
Yeah. No, that's a perfect little tweet there.
Yeah, because if it's on your calendar and it pops up at you, hey, take a minute and be critical of where you're at right now. Boom.
Make time.
Yeah, we're all slave to the calendar. Why did you just do that?
So I'm like, why don't I put Oklahoma on the calendar?
It is on the calendar once every week. Question 4. Goals drive our energy / focus. Yet, at a less visible level, the soul of leadership requires we fulfill some basic needs of those within our circle in order to reach the goal. How do you encourage feedback and assess and respond to the needs of your circle so the group and each individual can reach their full potential?
Whoa! That was a mouthful.
There's a lot going on there.
I chose Kara Walk on this one, and she is at Kara Walk if you want to go follow her on the Twitter sphere. She says, I meet every week with my admin team and grade level. Communication has to be consistent to keep things on track. Listening is the most important part of my job. I always ask good things at the beginning and give time for concerns at the end. And I love that.
Got to check in on all the parts.
Yep.
I went with Wesley Fryer here. West Fryer Globe Microphone Rocket Ship, and he is at W. Fryer. He said, this year our teachers have all set stretch goals using the Folio Collab framework. We have coaches / mentors and the opportunity to serve as a coach for others. I love HEART, this model for encouraging professional growth as well as strengthening professional relationships. I am all about stretch goals. So yeah. I mean, if we're doing something just because that's the way that something has always been done. Whew, time for a stretch goal.
Well, and have you heard of the Folio Collab?
No, I hadn't.
I hadn't either. So
I see you're writing. Look at
yeah.
Right now, well, Aaron is writing down Folio Collab, and she's got it.
Look into it later.
And she's got it.
No, because that's something I want to look into. Like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, as teachers, we should all be seeking to stretch, right?
Yeah. Because
that's what we want our students to do.
Right. Wes is one of those people who kind of has an app for things, you know? Mm-hmm. There are a few people in our circle here that you're like, man, I really need a way to, and if it's not Anne or Vanessa or Wes, I don't know who else it would be, but those three, they're like, oh, well, you need to use this app, and you could really smash it with that app, and you would have this, and you're like, oh my gosh.
Hey, I got this itch in this, here's the perfect app. I know exactly what you need.
Here's how you scratch it. Question 5. Group dynamics are an important part of an effective leadership. As a shepherd or caretaker of your group, how do you create a culture of empathy, compassion, and forgiveness in the workplace or your circle of influence? Ooh.
Only the tough questions here.
Right. No.
I mean, Shawnee Sup was asking some questions to like, oof.
No, I know. Like, I was like writing things down the other night. Like, how do you do that? That's like, I should do that. Anyway, I went with Wes Fryer on this one again. Globe, microphone, rocket ship. He says, I think one way to build a culture of empathy and forgiveness is to admit mistakes when they're made and apologize and seek forgiveness personally. Giving grace is much easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
I think, right? And then getting to know each person's story and checking in is often key. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was a great ending. You know, he just said a whole lot right there. Like, I have tried to take ownership whenever I've met. Like, mm-hmm. Listen, hey, man, Scott, I messed up. I have just been too busy. We haven't been able to record, and I apologize.
You know what? I forgive you.
Oh, man. Thanks for extending that grace.
That grace was hard to give. But it is, though. Like, when you're in a position of leadership and you're you've had an oops, you already know you messed up, and then people are going to call you on it.
Well,
I mean,
and
you got to have the grace with that to go forward. I mean, whew, sometimes it's hard.
I try to take ownership before somebody calls me on it. Like,
right.
You know, if it's something that nobody's going to see and it doesn't really have an impact, I don't know, maybe I'll sit on it. But typically I'm the first one to call out, oh, man, you know what? I made a mistake there. I did not get that done.
Dropped the ball right here.
Yeah, here it is. Just in case you didn't know.
I've been dropping the ball all over the place. So, you know, I just fess up to that ball was dropped by yours truly. Oops. I didn't mean to upset your whole career.
I'm glad you're not playing football.
Yeah, be a rough day. I went with Dina Rogers. She is at Dina_Rogers. She said, really listen to them when they talk. Pay attention to behaviors. Teachers, like students, need to know you are there for them and that they can trust you. Fill in the gap where and when you can.
Love it.
Yes, she's good. Question 6. Every leader and group faces times that are dicey and stormy. How do you provide a sense of stability, peace, calmness, and assurance during those times?
Here's where I grabbed my pencil again. Oh, stormy times. Yes. How do I do that?
Has notebook.
I really liked Ange Little's tweet on this one. And she, you know, the gal has gotten her groups there for the Facebooks, you know, helping keep our political focus as teachers and educators has gotten huge. Mm-hmm. And she probably never set out to do this, but she's kind of in a leadership role now.
Right.
You know, she says, by staying out of the drama and focused on the cause. No internal battling or encouraging people to take things offline as opposed to arguing with an audience. And I think the last part of that was pretty specific to her group. But as a leader, we should not be a part of any drama going on in our building. We should be the relievers of drama. We got to stay focused on the cause, and there's no time to get muddled down with drama.
Right. Seek to dissipate it, or let's talk with the door shut.
Right, sort of situation. Exactly.
I think, yeah, and like with Angela's group, you know, because we're humans, we don't always agree with everything that's in there. But,
oh, right.
But some of those conversations that take place are important, and there needs to be dissension and discussion on things. Those are critical. But if you start talking about, hey, your mama this, and hey, your mama that, that's not...
it's not going to be...
Now that's not right.
Not positive.
Yeah. No. So that's where you... And I think that's, you know, there's been some situations I know that she's been within her group, which has been dicey. I went with plain old Erin Barnes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm writing this one down myself. Writes note. she said, I don't show all my cards, but let teachers know when a priority is a priority. If everything is a priority, then nothing becomes a real priority. I keep things off of their plate if I can do the research myself. I don't think my teachers would ever know that it was a bad day. And I like that, because what you're saying is, I like that you're saying, look, I don't need them to do everything. Like, let me help where I can, let them do what they need to do, and let me, you know, they don't need to know I'm having a crappy day. Just like with our kids, we don't like to let our kids know that we're having a crappy day when we teach. Same thing. So yeah.
No.
That lady had a great tweet.
Oh, well, she sure did.
Yeah. I think she's pretty much a genius.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, question 7. True leadership is learning to both lead and serve in synchronicity.
That was a Police album.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity by the Police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you both lead and serve others at the same time, and what are the benefits? And I went with my edu friend, edu buddy. We went to ISTE together. We had a Facebook page at one point in time.
You guys had an adventure, if I recall correctly, on that ISTE trip.
These two to get together, they have an adventure. It doesn't matter whether they're sitting in Norman, Oklahoma, or Denver, Colorado. Anyway, so Annie Beck, she is at Mrs. Beck 25. She says, you can't lead if you don't serve. In my honest opinion, that's what's wrong with politics and some leaders today. Our current leaders think that we owe them something instead of the other way around. Hashtag they work for us. And
hashtag boom.
Right? I think that is huge as far as the politics goes, but I think she could have even left politics out. And I think that a lot of leaders out there really do think like, hey, you work for me here. Mm-hmm. When it should be a reciprocal type symbiotic relationship.
Right.
Because I can't do my job without my teachers.
Right.
You know? they are,
and you, anyway. And you need them to do the best that they can do, so why wouldn't you want to encourage them? Like, exactly. how do you need me to help you? Like, what can I do for you to be amazing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who'd you choose?
I went with Renee Bell. She is at BioBell Rocks, and she said, I try to be a team player. I try to help out when I can, but sometimes, gosh darn it, it is hard. And I like that because...
Amen.
Because, yes, amen. We have all been there, done that. So, trying to help, and sometimes it is just hard to do.
Yeah,
for a variety of reasons. So, question 8. Leadership can be daunting. If we aren't careful, we can sacrifice our soul or those of our family for, quote-unquote, the call. What are your strategies for balancing your responsibilities?
What are your strategies?
Well, I have been, since graduate school has been completed, I have done a much better job of being present after 6 p.m. at the house.
Good for you. Yeah.
So that's gotten a lot better. And I run at least 4 days a week at lunch. I try and run 4 days a week at lunch. But I can eat lunch while I work. So
it's pretty
impressive. Yeah, so I just try and go. There's like a little gym right over there. And I try and go get in there for an hour. What do you do, Aaron? You've really taken a passion to a new hobby here recently.
I have. So I love photos. I love photography. I try to be everywhere at all times.
That doesn't sound like
it's totally taking time for myself.
But your photography has come along though recently.
It really has. Yeah. No, I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Of the pictures that you're posting are amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun, and I recharge that way. So there's that. How about you? You run, but that's not it. Like you're doing games with your kids. You're like the board games and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, you are very intentional about, how you spend your time.
I try to be because grad school's over now. Like we don't have that hurdle to worry about.
Oh,
but you're close. You got a light at the end of your tunnel.
There is a light. I lost where I was.
You're reading your tweet.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do that now. Okay. I went with Dina Rogers here. She is at Dina_Rogers. She says, been there, done that. And I feel like I said that a couple weeks ago. I grabbed the shirt and it was oversized, stretched out neck, and that wasn't cool. Been there, done that. You have to be intentional. I saw a post on an admin Facebook page asking about answering emails from parents on the weekend. Some admin responded that they will contact an emergency, but there are no emergencies I can solve on the weekend. Hashtag 911. If it's something that I can just be really quick about, mm-hmm. I'll answer on the weekend. I will. It comes up. It's a notification, right, on your phone. So you know that it's there. But if it's something that I need to research, if it's something that should take a little thought, I will leave it for Monday.
Right.
But I'll be honest, I got rid of my Apple Watch because of all the notifications. I am no longer an Apple Watch person.
But couldn't you just turn some of those notifications off on your watch?
I could, but I really... I don't know. I felt kind of like I needed to get rid of it, so I did.
There you go. I went with Christy Cooper. She is at ChrisCoop80. She said, I disagree. I don't think it is daunting. I don't think it is daunting is what she's disagreeing with. And she said, and if you are sacrificing your soul, you are not leading. Ho-ho. Being leader is about empowering others. And when you empower, you delegate. This is the balance. And it is easy. You just have to trust the process.
Ooh, that's good.
She leads that herd at Del City. That Stuco herd.
She does.
And she's got them doing great things. So
Like making posters and stuff.
Yeah, because that's all that Stucco kids do. They just make posters. At Blue Seal Cereal, that's for you, well, big guy.
Right, that's for you, buddy. Question 9, what is one thing you can do this week to be a better leader? What is one thing you can do this week to be a better leader? So I was taking notes again. I went with Nathan Elliott here, who is at Elliott in 76. He says, make sure I'm letting the ones that I sometimes take for granted know how much they mean to the team. Mm. And I thought that was really good, because it really is easy to stay focused here, stay focused here, and these guys are doing their job, and I'm so, you know.
Don't ever have to look over there.
Right. Yeah. But like, hey, let me give you eye contact and tell you, you're doing a great job.
I went with Taylor Upchurch, who is at Taylor_Upchurch. Taylor said, seek out new teachers and see how their first 9 weeks went. Offer encouragement to make it to Thanksgiving.
Aww.
And I'm telling you, that first year teaching is tough doo-doo.
I mean, yeah, you can easily feel like you're on an island, feel like you're sinking, feel like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Year two is better, but year one, when you're going through everything that first time, it really can be. Those newbies, they need your lovin's.
Yeah.
So
we had a bonus question this week.
Question 10.
No.
Yeah.
Bonus
question. No, it's question 10.
No, it's totally a bonus question.
It's question.
It says right there on the sheet.
But it's the 10th question. So it's not so it's not bonus.
What's the bonus
question? As you reflect, does someone, no need to name them, epitomize the soul of leadership by empowering, encouraging, and elevating others? What actions of theirs can you use to stretch you in impacting your circle?
Ooh, that's a good question. Mm. You know, so in the interview, she talked about having more than 10 questions and possibly needing to come back around. And so she says limiting this was really, really hard. Yeah. But this is a great question. I went with Twyla Hester here, and she is at Twyla Hester on the Twitter sphere. She says, bonus, the best leaders I know check in on the people regularly to encourage growth while praising accomplishments. I've had some amazing and some null examples of this. I'd rather learn from the best than learn what not to do. And man, how many times have we, you and I both had conversations where we were like, well, I didn't really do that. I'm doing exactly the opposite of what somebody did before me. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be nice to be the example for, you know, the next guy in line.
Right. Like, I like what they're doing. Here's how I can tweak it for me to do it better.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. And I've had the opportunity to work with some administrators who have been excellent at that, and some where we're just you know, doing stuff.
Yeah.
I went with Jennifer Seitzinger. She is at Room 20. Awesome. Bonus. Yes.
Yes.
Those who have influenced me most have been encouragers who are not afraid to see others grow and achieve success. They reach out and include others in the journey, mentoring along the way.
Yes.
So there you go.
And I don't think that has to be a principal or anything.
No.
Like, I've seen great teachers mentoring
right,
along the way.
Right. Teacher leader.
Yes.
For Rizzle.
So we have some boom sauces this week.
I'll boom your sauce.
That's right. I went with a boom sauce from Pamela Huston, and she is at Principal Huston. Houston, not Houston.
Not Houston.
No. She says, don't just say the door is open. Keep it open as much as possible and really listen. Be honest with feedback and be in as many rooms as possible, not just for evals. Model the behavior I want to see so that they see I'm willing to go the extra mile too. Mm-hmm. And man, I liked that. I mean, she gave a lot of for instances. Don't just say the door is open. Keep it open. Mm-hmm. Listen. Be honest. I really liked it.
That's a good one. I like that one too, and I almost picked that one. But I went with good old Rick Cobb at Grendel Rick, and he said, whether I'm talking to adults or to students, I like to remind them to find what feeds their soul and pursue it fiercely.
Fiercely.
Fiercely pursue.
Yes. And so we're going to be talking with him really quick. which again, the vote has happened.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see how his conversation around it went.
Yeah, and that's coming up like next podcast.
Next podcast. Rick Cobb.
That's right.
Okla Ed votes.
Yeah, and we did. A lot of us.
A lot of us.
There's a lot of voting. Followed by a lot of crying. Both tears of joy and tears of, oh my gosh, what's going on around here?
Right.
All the emotions.
So many emotions. Well, if you want to join us during these Twitter chats, that happens at 8 p.m. on Sunday evenings. You just follow the hashtag OklaEd and join in the conversation.
That's right. And 8 p.m. would occur at the time that it is in Chicago. So
at the time that it is daylight.
I don't know. No, we're not going there. But I believe it is Central Standard Time.
Now.
Okay.
It's Central Standard Time. But if you can't make it at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, then you can always listen to the podcast and catch up on everything we said.
That's why it's called Okla Said.
You should probably subscribe and leave comments for us as well.
Yes, we love feedback. And, you know, Okla Ed said it. We're sharing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world. I can say that.
Do it.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Flim flam, rat sack, son of a hurry, 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 got
it. Only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.